time we started the Gemara in the base on the base. Gemara says that there were three avos nezikin in Shor. There's Keren, Shein, and Regel. And the Gemara starts to talk about the avnezik of Keren. How do I know that Keren, that ain't negicha ela b'Keren? So the Gemara quotes two psukim, one from Navi and one from Torah. One from Tzidkiyah ben Kenana that's talking about a Keren Tlusha, and one from the Torah where it doesn't say it's talking about Keren Tlusha. So why do I need two psukim? So says the Gemara in the Maskana, that if I only had the pasuk of Tzidkiyah ben Kenana, I think that the chilik ben Tam and Muad is only by Keren Tlusha. The chilik between Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalem is only by Keren Tlusha. By Keren Mechuberes, it's Kula Muadasi. It's Chayv Nezek Shalim from the beginning. Kamash Malan, no, that even Keren Mechuberes has the din of Shor Tam, that you only pay Chatzin Nezek before there's a Hador, before the owner is warned three times. So last time we started, we talked about the Kasha of the Rashba. That's the second Kasha. We mentioned the first Kasha, that was Taisis. We talked about it at great length. But the Rashba is the Kasha. He says, why does the Gemara assume that the difference between Keren Mechuberes and Keren Tlusha would be that Keren Mechuberes would be Kula Muedesi, that you'd be Chayiv Nezek Shalim even B'tchila. It should be more Chomer than Keren Tlusha. Maybe the Havamin of the Gemara should have been that if I only had the Pasuk of Tzidkiyah ben Kenana, I think that the Chilik between Tam and Muad should apply to Keren Tlusha, and Keren Mechuberes should be more Kal. Yeah, the din should be the same, bein b'tam, bein b'muad, but not that it's muad mitchilasa, that you always pay nezek shalom, even b'tam. But rather, maybe it's kula tama, maybe even shor ha-muad of Karen Mechuberes, you should pay chazi nezek. Ma'ishna l'chumra? Why should we go l'chumra? Let's go l'kula. That's the kash of the Rashba. To his second answer, the simpler answer, is that he says it can't be, because where are you learning from? If you're going to learn from Karen Tlusha, Keren Mechuberes is more chamba than Keren Tlusha. It's more urche than Keren Tlusha. Keren Tlusha, the animal has a horn in its teeth and it's goring things with a horn in the mouth. That's not a normal situation. So if you're going to learn Keren Mechuberes from Keren Tlusha, it doesn't make any sense that Keren Mechuberes is going to be more kal than Keren Tlusha. If by Keren Tlusha, you're chayv nezek shalim when it's muad, so by Keren Mechuberes, you're certainly going to be chayv nezek shalim when it's muad. It doesn't make any sense to say kula tamei. Kula muedesi? You can say maybe Keren Mechuberes is more chomer than Keren Tlusha because it's more orche, so maybe even b'tchila you're going to pay nezek shalim. But to say kula tamahi and even after it's muad, you're all going to pay chatzin nezek, that's not shaykh. It's a kal v'chomer, it's just not shaykh. Keren Mechuberes should be more chomer than Keren Tlusha. That's the second teretz of the Rashba. But the first answer, it's interesting that the Rashba offers the second answer. It seems like the first answer of the Rashba is not so posh. That's why he needs the second answer. What is the first answer of the Rashba? He says, no, the Gemara feels compelled to say that we should be machmer by Keren Mechuberes. Because we know that Sveika Daraisa L'chumra, by Yisurim u'machmer, so why not over here? If by Yisurim we should be machmer, then here too. Lashon of the Rashba was Yeshlomo da'adirabba b'nezikin sveiki didhu la'achmer ki yisurin. Sofik nezikin, the Rashba says, should be machmer like yisurin. In his kasha, he says, how can it be motzi mamon mi sofik? But in Teretz, he says, no. Nezikin somehow was different than other sofik mamon. By nezikin, maybe we should be machmer just like by yisurin. So what does that mean? So we explained last time that the Rashba apparently is assuming that there's a relationship between the chiyuv shmira, the iser mazik, and the Chiyuv Tashlumei Nezek. That the Issa Mazik is what generates the Chiyuv Tashlumei Nezek. So if by Nezikin there's an Issa Mazik, because there's a Chiyuv Shmir, we put those two together. Whenever there's a Chiyuv Shmir, there's an Issa not to be Shomer. To be Shomer one's own body, Odom HaMazik. To be Shomer one's Behema, Mamon HaMazik, to make sure that my Mamon doesn't do Hezek. If there's a Chiyuv Shmir, then there's an Issa for a person not to do the Shmir. Dr. Baruch Ber and Birka Shmuel, the Rashba apparently is assuming that the Isser Mazik, the Chiyah Shmir, generates the Chiyah Tashlumin. So that's why he says, by Nezikin, everything is different. Normally, we're not going to be Motzi Mamon Misafik. But by Nezikin, since there's a Safik Isser over here, so we have to be Machmer in the Safik Isser, so we have to be Machmer in the Safik Isser, then we have to be Machmer in the Safik Mamon, because one generates the other. The Chiyah Shmira slash Issa Mazik leads to the Chayiv Tashlomin. So yeah, there is a suffix over here. Suffix in the Chayiv Tashlomin Mammon, we'd say Lakula. But because suffix in the Chayiv Shmira is a Mazik, we have to go Lachumra, so that generates the Chayiv Tashlomin. That's the Birka Shmur. That's how we presented it last time. But we're not finished. I left some copies of the Birka Shmuel in the box for those who wanted to see. The Birka Shmuel says more than that. Because if you think about it for a moment, that's not a good parents. Okay, it's the beginnings of an explanation of the Rashma. The Chiv Shmira Samazik has to generate the Chiv Tashlomi. There's a relationship between the two. That's why the Rashma says that it's Safik Yisr. Here, we care about Safik Yisr. Because it's not just Mamet. It's not just Safik Mamet. There's a Safik Yisr over here too. Okay. But so what? It's still only a Safik. Even if the Issa Mazik is going to generate the Chiyav Tashlumin, Issa Mazik generates the Chiyav Tashlumin, but here's only a Safik. So Sfeik of the Reis of Lachomer means that I have to be Machmer Misafik to be Shomer the animal. But it's still only a Safik whether I have to be Mishamin. So it is true, maybe in general the Issa Mazik generates the Chiyav Tashlumin, but here if it's only a Safik, we have to apply the Safik in each and every realm. Safik Chiyav Shmira L'chumra, because the Chiyav Shmira is related to an Issa Mazik. But Safik Chiyav Tashlumin is not going to generate a Chiyav Mammon. You can't be Motzi Mammon with Safik. So what did the Birka Shmuel accomplish here? He started us rolling. He made us believe that the Rashba feels when it comes to Nezek, we have to contend with the Issa component. Not just with the Chiyav Tashlumin, but rather that the Issa Mazik generates the Chiyav Tashlumin. But so what? How does that help us here? You still only have a suffix in the Chiyav Tashlumin. So just because you have to be Machmir in the Issa Mazik, why does that generate a Vada Chiyav Tashlumin? So if you look at the Birka Shmuel inside, you'll see he adds to this. He quotes Reb Chaim, who said that apparently this idea, what are we talking about over here? Issa Mazik. Issa Mazik, who is Issa Mazik? We're talking about Perush HaPsukim. We're trying to understand what the Pasuk is going on. Which kind of Karen are we talking about? We're talking about Karen Tusha, Karen Mechuberes. We're quoting Psukim. It's a Shaila in Drosha Sapsukim. It's not a Sotik in the Mitzvah, what happened? The Shaila had a Darsh in the Pasuk. Is Karen Mechuberes included within the Mazik of Karen, or is it not included in the Mazik of Karen? Dr. Chaim, that's what the Rashba is saying. Sotik in Drosha Sapsukim is like a Midah Batorah. It's a midah that when you have a suffix in the drosha of the pasuk, you have to be machmir. You have to be machmir. Since we're talking about a suffix isser, you have a suffix in the drosha of psukim to determine whether there is an isser or not, then you have to be machmir. What does it mean that you have to be machmir? You're machmir mi suffix, it remains a suffix? Nay. Reb Chaim says, you have to be machmir, we treat it b'toras vada, that's pshat and pasuk. It's not a suffix. If someone tells you, what is the pshat in the pasuk? What does Karen mean? You can tell him, Bava Kamadav Beis Mavei says that Karen includes Karen Mechuberes as well. How do you know? But it's only a suffix in the Gemara. We didn't, right? In this stage of the Gemara, I think that Karen Mechuberes is different than Karen Tlusha. Amashmalan, we have to be Machmer. So in that stage, where Karen Mechuberes is going to be different, should I be more Mekel or more Machmer? Right? I'm trying to figure out what's the possible. The Karen is only going to refer to Karen Tlusha. And Karen Mechuberes is going to be different. So I'm trying to figure out how to darshan the pasuk, how to interpret Karen Mechuberes. So Dr. Chaim, what the Rashba is saying is that misafek, I have to be machmir in the drashas of psukim. I have to be machmir to say that Karen Mechuberes is kula muedesi. I can't say it's kula tamahi, because this is a suffix in drashas of psukim relating to Isser. So Svega the Reis of Lachumer tells me I have to be Machmer. This is not just a Chumer B'Torah Safek. It becomes a Chumer B'Torah Vadai. Now I have Oiske Paskin at this stage in the Gemara, the Kamash Malot. If I wouldn't have had B'chor Shara Hodor Lo, I would say that Karen Tama is Kula Muedesi. And that's Pshat and Pasuk. Kamash Malot, B'chor Shara Hodor Lo, I reinterpret the Pesukim. But at this stage in the Gemara, if I wouldn't have the Pasuk in the Torah, I would say that Karen Mechuberes is Kula Muedesi. It's not Kula Tama. Why should I be Mekel? Because if you have a Sofik in Isser related to the Drosha in a Pasuk, you have to be Machmer. Once you're Machmer, that's a Midah Batorah, that B'Torah Svada, we say that is Pshat and Pasuk. Once that's Pshat and Pasuk, If we then say that the Isser Mazik is going to generate the Chiyav Tashlumin, then the Torah's Vadai is a Chiyav Tashlumin. There's no longer a Safek anymore. It becomes a Vadai. A Safek in the Drasha of the Pasuk tells me I have to be Machmir. Since the Isser Mazik generates the Chiyav Tashlumin, so now the Pasuk tells me that there's a Chiyav Shmira, Bevadai, in this case, the Chiyav Shmira Bevadai is going to generate a Chiyav Tashlumin of Nezek Shalom. Okay, that's Pshat in the Rashba. Two stages, right? The Issa Mazik does generate the Chiyav Tashlumin, but this second point is also important, that the whole Safek is a Safek in the Drasha of the Psukim, so there I'm not just Machri Safek, but the Chumra turns into a Vadai, and once there's a Vadai, then Taka, there will be a Vadai Chiyav Tashlumin. That's the Reshma. According to the Brisker Rav, is the Kasha of the Rashba a Kasha? Rashba offers two answers to his question. Does some point out that according to the Brisker Rav, I think the Brisker Rav himself points this out, that according to the Brisker Rav, the Kasha of the Rashba doesn't begin. What's the Kasha of the Rashba? How to learn Keren Mechuberes. Right, the Gemara says, Keren Mechuberes, if I didn't have a Chasharo, Hadala would be Kula Muedesi. So the Rashba says, maybe it should be Kula Tam. Kula Tam? What's it learned out of? It should be Kula Tama, and what's it going to be learned out of? Keren Tlusha. But Keren Tlusha is not Kula Tama. It's Tam only before the Hadar. There's Tam and there's Mu'ed by Keren Tlusha. Sharavas? It can't be learned out of Sharavas. They're Mu'ed Mitchilasa. There's no Tam in the beginning. What's it going to be learned out of? According to the Brisker Rav, you can't say Kula Tama. Kula Tama, again, is a Ptur Nezik. It's a limitation in the Chi of Nezikim. What did the Brisker Rav say within the Rif? In order to create a Ptur Nezik, what do I need? I need the same Shem Mazik that has that Ptur associated with it. If I want to say that Keren Mechuberes is Kula Tama, then Keren Mechuberes has to have the Shem Mazik of Keren, because we only find the idea of Tam Mishalim Chatzin Nezik by Keren. So if Keren Mechuberes doesn't have the Shem Mazik of Keren, there ain't no way that it's going to have a din of Tama, Kula Tama, even for Mu'ad. Can't be. There is no Shem Mazik with such a Ptur associated with it. So according to the Brisker Rav, this Kasha the Rashba never began. The Rashba somehow is assuming in this Kasha, that even if Keren Mechuberes is not going to subscribe to the Shem Mazik of Keren, it still could have a din of Keren Tam. It could be Kula Tam, even though that's not what the Shem Mazik of Keren is. Doesn't matter. I'll learn the Chiyah from Keren Tlusha, but I'll apply it differently. Keren Tlusha will have a special Chiluk between Tam and Mu'ad, and Keren Mechuberes will be Kula Tam. Aye, but it's not the same as the Shem Mazik of Keren. It doesn't have to be the same Shem Mazik of Keren. So clearly the Rashba and his Kash is not learning like the Brisker Rav's interpretation of the Rif. Because according to the Brisker Rav's interpretation of the Rif, if you don't have the Shem Mazik of Keren, you can't have the Din of Tam. You can't have the Din of Chatzin Nezik. Because it only exists in the rubric of the Shem Mazik of Keren. So the whole Kash of the Rashba is built on the fact that he's not learning like the Brisker Rav. The point of the Brisker Rav, the Kasha never began. Okay? Questions? Let's go back. Okay. So now the Gemara starts to explain what the Toldos of Keren are. Toldos of Keren, again, we're going on the statement of the Gemara. Rav Papa had said that Toldosan Kiyotzeban and Akiyotzeban, Yeshmeyan Kiyotzeban, Yeshmeyan Akiyotzeban. So we have to address the different avos and figure out are the Toldos Kiyotzeban or not. So let's talk about Keren first. Toldo de Keren Mayi. Zog de Gemara. Negifa, Neshicha, Revitza, Ubeita. Pushing, biting, sitting on, and kicking. That's not Gorn. Goring is the Av of Keren, but these are also things that are similar to Keren. What is similar about these items? What's similar between these actions and Keren? The Gemara later on is going to say, what's the difference? What's the similarity? Kavanos al-Hazik. Kavanos al-Hazik is the animal is pushing the Kavana, biting the Kavana, sitting on the Kavana, and kicking the Kavana. So, fact, the Gemara Maishno Negicha the Kari La'av Dichsiv Kiigach. The assumption of the Gemara is that the Avos Nezikin have to be mentioned in the Pasuk. So, Negicha is an Av because mentioned in the Pasuk, but Negifa Namiksiv Kiigov. Negifa is also mentioned in the Pasuk. So, the Gemara, Hai Negifa Negicha. No, that Negifa is not what we're referring to. That Negifa means Negicha, it means goring. The Torah uses a Lashon Kiigov, but it means Kiigach. Our Negifa is a different Negifa. Our Negifa is pushing. Negifa of pushing is a Tolda. Negifa of the Pasuk is Negicha. That's the Av. How does he know? The Tanya Pasuk, Negifa, Vesiyah, Negicha. Lomelech Zohi Negifa, Zohi Negicha. Starts with Negifa, then it says Negicha. It's really the same thing. It's a Zelbazach. It's a really a pellet, because why would I assume that? I would assume that if it starts with Negifa and ends with Negicha, maybe they're different things and it's coming to be Marbin. Negifa is also the Av. Interesting. I don't know, Rashi doesn't help us out. It's interesting that that's what the Gemara is assuming. That's the Kabbalah. That's the Kabbalah. And that's the Kabbalah to teach me what the Gemara, teach me the halacha the Gemara is going to tell us about. But it's interesting that that's what the Tanaim assume. Pasach benegifa v'sim benegicha lo melcha zoi negifa zoi negicha ma'ishna gabi adam d'chsiv ki'igach ma'ishna gabi behemah d'chsiv ki'igof. So it happens to be that it says ki'igof by behemah, it says ki'igach by adam. So adam d'isle mazla k'siv ki'igach behemah d'lesla mazla k'siv ki'igach ki'igof. That's why it uses a different lashon, but it's the zel bazach. It's negicha, it's not the tolda of negifa of pushing, it's goring, it's the av. Adam the islay mazlok siv kiigach behema the lesla mazlok siv kiigof. Okay, what does that mean? Says Rashi. Gabi Adam kishashor nogach Adam siv kiigach shor as ish vegabi negicha shor b'shor siv kiigof shor ish etc. Adam the islay mazlok. Sheyesh lo das lishmer es gufo, ksiv ki yigach. A person has das to be shomer es gufo, to watch himself. Ksiv ki yigach. Devadai nisgavin asher lahora ubo alav bekoch. Since the person can watch himself, bevadai the shor was bo alav bekoch. Nisgavin lahora ubo alav bekoch. Avol negifa avimashma shemitzo'o omeid v'udachofo bekarnav. Negifa's mashma that the shor wasn't mechavin lahora in the same way, but rather he found him there and he pushed him. Not that he bekavana gored him. Lishna achrina isle mazla ve'eno noach la'misa benegifa didechivas karen ma'at el benegicha bekoach ubekavana v'dechivas karen beguf. Well, I'm going to have to understand what Rashi means about that. But what's the chilah between negicha and negifa? Rashi says negicha is a dechifa b'koach. Negifa is not a dechifa b'koach. It's dechifas keren ma'at. So that's the difference between Adam and behemah. By Adam, it uses a lashon ki'igach because to kill the person, the behemah has to be dochef b'koach. He has to be nogach bekoch. But by negifa of behemah, he doesn't have to be nogach bekoch. So the pasuk uses a different lashon. Even with the dechifas karen ma'at, it's enough to kill the behemah. That's what the pasuk is teaching me by changing the lashon from yigach to yigof. Zok de gemara, milsag avurche kamashma, de mod la'odam havi mod la'behemah. Mod la'behemah lo havi mod la'odam. There's a very important lumdish point here. That since it's harder to kill a person than it is to kill a behemah, you only need a dechifas karen ma'at to kill the behemah, but you need a dechifas karen b'koach to kill the adam. So it's harder, it's kosher, yoser, it's harder to kill the adam. Zad the Gemara, Muad Adam, Avi Muad Lebehema. If the Shor is Muad Adam, he's Nogach and Adam three times, he's Muad Adam, then even if he wasn't Nogach any Behema, Poshib Shah. We'll see Tosis as a little bit of a different Shah. But even if he weren't, even if he wasn't Nogach Behema, now he's Nogach Behema, he's a Muad for the Behema too. Muad Lebehema, but he was only Muad Adam. No, because Yesh Bechlal Masai and Mone. Included within 200 is 100. If it's harder to kill the Adam and he's more to kill an Adam three times, then he's more to kill a Behema. Says Rashi, the Agav Urcha Kamashman Kra, with the Tala Negicha Ba'adam and Negicha Behema, the Mashman Nocha Hi Behema Lamas Min Adam. It's easier for the Behema to die, because it only takes a Dechivas Karamat. Mashmienu du shor hamuad laragas abahema gimel pa'amim lochoshiv hadol lagabi adam. Shor hamuad laragas abahema gimel pa'amim is not a hadol lagabi adam. Dim nogach adam umay is dino ketam de eno mashalim as a kofer. Kofer. We never heard this principle. Kofer is a very important thing. We're going to see a lot about kofer and afdalim. The halacha is that if a shor is nogach as habahema, shor tam, you pay chatzin ezek. Shor muad, you pay nezek shalom. If a shor kills a person, a shor tam, so the shor tam is put to death. But if he kills three people, he can't kill the same person three times. If he kills three people, then he's a shor hamuad, the shor is also put to death. But the bailim have to pay kofen. They have to pay a monetary fine, so to speak. Tashlume kapara, to get a kapara, to get paid to the yorshim, get a kapara for the killing of the person. The shor killed the first time, he's put to death, so how exactly is he going to kill three times? That's what Rashi says at the end. He's quoting from a Gemara later on. Rashi says, we're talking about that the shor was not hu amad bedin. They didn't bring him to bez, the shor ran away. He knows what's coming to him, so he runs away after killing the person. Right? So they can't catch the shor, and then they know the shor is identifiable, he has a collar, so they know it's the same shor that killed the first person, and it happens three times. The owner doesn't watch the shor. So the owner now is held responsible. Not only Hashor Yisokel, but the Gamba Ol of Yumas. Gamba Ol of Yumas, Misa, for the killing of the shor. That's how Chazal say, no, you don't kill him for the Ritzich Hashor. Al Ritzichosu Atahargo, Viatahargo Al Ritzich Hashor. You can't kill a person for the killing of their animal. But Yumas means Bidei Shamayim, he has to pay Kofer, he has to pay Tashlume Kapora, because he didn't watch his Shor. But that's only by Shor Hamuad Shahar Gesa Adam, Shor Tam Shahar Gesa Adam. There is no Chiv Kofer. The Shor is Niska. Shor is Niska, we kill the Shor. But we don't say Gamba Olav Yumas by Shor Tam. So Zog Rashi, Muad L'Adam Havim Muad L'Behema, Im Nogach Adam Umeis, it's not a hadol gabi adam. So then, nogach adam umeis is dino ketam. Muad lebehema lo havi muad lo adam. So it's not a shor muad gabi adam. If nogach behema gimel pa'amim, he's a shor muad for behema, but not for adam. So he's not going to pay kofer because he has to be a shor muad lo adam in order to pay kofer. This is the Rashi. So that's the milsa agav orche kamashmal in the Gemara says. That since it says yigach by adam and yigach by behema. So therefore we learn anayazah, we learn something new, that muad la'adam having muad la'behema, because it's harder to kill an adam. So yesh b'chal masayim mona, if he's a muad for adam, he's muad for behema. But vice versa, we don't say muad la'behema lo having muad la'adam. Nafkamina says Rashi linyan kofer, that if he's muad la'behema, if he's muad la'adam, so then he's muad la'adam. So he's chayav kofer if he kills a person. But muad la'behema lo having muad la'adam, so if he is a muad for behemoth, then he kills the person, the Baal are not going to be chayav kofar. Question? Yes?
Why don't you go back to the distinction between Yiga and Negifa? Rashi's first understanding, doesn't that go against what Karen is, which is Kavanat Tov Lahazik? Meaning if Negifa is not Kavanat Tov, he says Lahara, there's a change in that, but doesn't that undermine what Karen is?
I think Rashi's statement, the Vaday Niskavin Ashur Lahara, is going on both. But the difference is, Ubo'olov B'koch. He has more of a kavana to be Meiria, right? To do bad in the case of Negicha. But he's still saying, Duchofo B'karnav. Well, why is he being Dochef in B'karnav if he doesn't want to injure him? still is being doche, but kind of it's just he doesn't have as much animosity as negicha ba'adam. Negicha ba'adam, he has to come along the koch. By negifa behema, he doesn't need the same kind of koch.
Dividing his kavin hashor hara, right? It seems that specific. I mean, again, that it changes it to hargo.
It's clear that he's miskavin mahas. But the reality is, if he's doche for behema with his keren, we treat it as kavanas lahas. It might not be as clear, but the reality is, we're going to treat it like it's kavanas lahasik, and that's the din of keren by negichas behema. Okay? Let's try to analyze this Gemara a little bit more in the Perish Rashi. The Gemara is distinguishing between Negichas Adam as opposed to Negichas Behem. Adam de Islay Mazla, Ksiv Kiigach, Behem de Islay Mazla, Ksiv Kiigof, and Milsag Avorcha Gamashma. What does Islay Mazla mean? Let's try to understand this concept a little bit better. So Rashi says, Adam de Islay Mazla, Shieshlo Das Lishmar Es Gufa. Person has a das lishmar es gufo. He can protect himself. A behema doesn't know better. Behema is not sensitive to his environment in the same way. Yesh vayesh, there are some people who are not so sensitive either. But I guess Rashi is saying, is in a general rule, a person has more das lishmar es gufo. A behema, you know, a behema is not as sensitive. He doesn't have das lishmas gufa, so it's easier to kill a behemoth as opposed to Adam. That's first pshat in Rashi. Lishnachrina says Rashi, Islay mazla ve'eno noach lahamisa b'negifa, ela b'negicha. What's the Lishnachrina? It's the same thing as the first pshat. Well, what's he saying here? The first pshat also is that it's eno noach lahamisa b'negifa, but rather b'negicha. Negicha is b'koach, negifa is d'chifas keren ma'at, stuff the zel bazach. But what's going on over here, Rashi? But Kiveger in the Gilyan Hashas points out Rashi and Shabbos. So I saw this morning, I have another Gemara in the Beis Medrash. I saw that there's a Likutei Rashi on the side. So, you know, once you have Likutei Rashi, you can take the Gilyan Hashas. You don't need all of the Gilyan Hashas anymore. He gives you the Likutei Rashi here. But for those who didn't have Likutei Rashi, you looked at the Gemara in Shabbos. So there, the Gemara in Shabbos also mentions this idea of Mu'ad L'Behema, Mu'ad L'Adam. Excuse me, it also mentions Adam Islay Mazla, Behema Leslay Mazla. What does it mean, Mazla? So Rashi says, Malach Shalo Umelitz Olav. Im Yeshalav Malach Echad Mine Olav. Right, in the Kaporas, we say. The person has a Malach protecting over him. Protecting over what? Not protecting over the person that he should live. Right? There's a Malach Melitz Olav. The first has a malach protecting him from Nisa. That's the second pshat in Rashi. The second pshat in Rashi is that Adam Islay Mazla, the Adam has a malach. It's not his internal, his own das that protects him from getting killed. That it's harder for the shor to kill him. No, there's a malach that's melitz olav. There's a malach that's serving as a defender for the Adam, that's trying to protect the Adam that he shouldn't be killed. That's why it's harder to kill the person as opposed to the behemoth. The behemoth doesn't have a malach melitz olav. That's the second lashon of Rashi. Two different pshatim in Rashi. Why? Adam is le'mazla, behemoth is le'mazla. What's enough kamina? Is there enough kamina? Some of the svarim want to point out, yes, there is enough kamina. Let's say you can think of a case where the Adam doesn't have das. Adam doesn't have das. He doesn't have das to protect himself. A shota, a katan, a gadol who's yashen, sleeping. He's sleeping. He doesn't have das to protect himself. He doesn't know what's going on. He's like a behema. Lahavdol. Right? Katan. Doesn't have das. Katan. Godol Yoshein. Shoten. They don't have das. So according to the first pshat in Rashi, if Adam Islay Mazla is a function of Yesh Lo Das Lishmar as Gufa, in these cases, Adam is no better than Behem. But if Adam Islay Mazla is because he has a Malach who's Melech Zalov, So then Chora, these people are still Anoshim, even if they don't have Das, they're still a Malach. So then they are different than the Behem. They are different than the Behem. Nafkamina in the following case, let's think of this more, right? Again, the Milsag of Urcha Gamashlam, what does the Gemara say? Mu'ad la'adam avi mu'ad la'behema, mu'ad la'behema lo avi mu'ad la'adam. So let's say the shor is nogeach shor v'chamor v'odam yashin. Shor, chamor, v'odam yashin. Or kata. Is he a mu'ad? Do you pay Nezek Sholem in the next negicha? So if you hold Mu'ad La'ad, that this falls under the rubric of Mu'ad La'adam having Mu'ad La'behema, if you hold that Adam Yashen and Katan have a din Adam, Le'inyan Adam is Le Mazla, meaning if you hold like the second Pshat and Rashi, the second Lashon and Rashi, then it turns out that since Mu'ad La'adam having Mu'ad La'behema, this is Mu'ad La'behema. Why is it Mu'ad La'behema, but he was Nogeach two different behemas? That's the Gemara in Lamed Zayin already says. That Nogach Shor V'chamor V'gomel, right, three different behemoths, that is Mu'ad L'behemah. You don't have to be Nogach Gomel 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 or Shor. Three types of behemoths is okay because you were Nogach behemoths, then you're Mu'ad for all Minei behemah. So, but if you assume that someone who's Nogach, that the behemoth that's Nogach Adam Yashen or Katan, it's like he's Nogach and Adam, so he had to be Baal of Bekoach, because it's harder to kill him. So this case is a situation where he's Nogeach and Adam. He was Nogeach, Shor, Chamor, v'Adam. So if Mu'ad la'Adam, Avi Mu'ad la'Behema, that means that a Negich of Adam is better than a Negich of Behema. So if Negich, Shor, Chamor, v'Gomel makes him a Mu'ad la'Behema, this also will make him a Mu'ad la'Behema. But if you assume like the first Pshat Rashi, that Adam is Slay Mazla means that he has Das to be Shomer as Gufo. In this situation, the Adam Yashi and the Katan do not have Das to be Shomer as Gufam. Then that Negicha of Adam Yashi or Katan is not a Negichas Adam. If he killed the Adam Yashi and the Katan, that's like a Negichas Behema, because he only needs a Dechifa Ma'at Pekarnov to kill the Adam Yashi or the Katan. So if that's the case, then in this situation where he was Nogeach, Shor, Chamor, and then in Adam Yashin HaKatan, he will not be a Mu'ad even for Behemah. Because the only way that he's Mu'ad LeBehemah is if he's Nogeach through Behemahs. The Adam Yashin HaKatan is not a Behemah. He definitely is not a Behemah. So you can't call it Mu'ad LeBehemah unless he's Nogeach through different Behemahs. If you tell me that Adam Yashin HaKatan is better than a Negichas Behemah, so then it's Nichlal. Within a Negichas Behema. But if it's not better than Negichas Behema, it's not a Negichas Behema because he's not a Behema. So if you hold like the first part of Rashi that Adam is Le Mazla means that he has more Das to be Shomer as Gufo, in this case, since he doesn't have Das to be Shomer as Gufo, this Negicha is not a Negichas Adam. If he killed the Adam Yashin, the Katan, we don't treat it like a Negichas Adam. So maximum, it's only on the same level as the Negichas Behema, but since he wasn't Nogeach Behema three times, he's not a Mu'ad Bechlal. He won't be Chayim Nezek Sholem the fourth time. Similarly, let's think about the following case. Let's say the shor is Mu'ad L'Behema. He was Nogeach, Shor, Chamor, Gomel. He's Mu'ad L'Behema. If he's Nogeach now, another shor, and he's Mazik, he's Chayav Nezek Sholem. No question. Let's say he kills an Adam now. Does he pay Kofar or not? Does he pay Kofar? What? So he's Mu'ad L'Behema. He's not Mu'ad L'Adam. If he kills a Gadol, he wouldn't pay Kofar. Because he's Mu'ad to kill with a Dechifas Karen Ma'at, he's not going to pay Kofar if he kills an Adam. But let's say he kills an Adam Yoshe, or he kills a Katan, or a Shota. What do you think then? Is he going to pay Kofar then? He did kill an Adam, What kind of a koach does it take to kill an adam yashin or a katan? Well, that depends on the two lashonas in Rashi. If you hold that adam islay mazla means that he has a malach that's meilitzalav, that's shomer him, that makes it harder to kill, so then it's just as hard to kill an adam yashin and a katan for the shor as it is for the shor to kill an adam gal. It's the same thing because there's a malach that's meilitzalav. So he's not going to pay kol for you because he's more the behema. He's more the behema. He's not a shor amud vis-a-vis adam bechla. But if you hold an adam islay mazla means that he has das to be shomer's gufa. So it turns out that a shor that's muad lebehema has the koach to kill an adam. A shor that's muad lebehema has a koach, is muad to be nogeach with the koach to kill an adam, but just not an adam gadol. He's muad to be nogeach and to kill an adam yashen or a katan, because that level he has. He's muad to kill through a dechifas keren mat. So in such a situation, Nochamol, if you hold like the first pshat in Rashi, you will have to pay kofar. If he kills an adam yashin or a behem, or a katan after that, and he's harag adam yashin or katan, if you hold like the first pshat in Rashi, so then he is a muad to be nogeach with the koach that he needs in order to kill the adam yashin or the katan. According to the second pshat in Rashi, he's not muad to have that koach, to kill with that kind of koach. He's only muad lebehema with a dechivas keren ma'at. He's not muad to kill an adam with a big koach. He's muad to kill an adam with a small koach. So according to the second pshat in Rashi, he would not be chayav kofa. According to the first pshat in Rashi, he would be chayav kofa. So these two lishonos of Rashi can play a very important role in practical situations. I mean, practical situations. We don't have too many shivar and chamor in the realm, but lemaisa. The principle certainly is quite important here. Depending on how you learn adam islay mazla will determine in these different cases whether we assume that the shor is muad lebehema, like in the first case. So whether we assume that the shor is muad to kill an adam yashin or a katan, does he have the koach? He's muad to be nogeach with the koach to kill an adam yashin or a katan. Nafkamina, whether he's chayav kofar in such a case. Yes. If they're both true, so then we'll take the chumras of both. But I'm just assuming if they are mutually exclusive, so then there could be an nafkamina between the two. Yeah.
Do we assume that Goyim would have the same level of adam islay mazla?
Do the Goyim have a malach?
That's what I'm saying.
So if the Goyim don't have a malach, they'd be the same as a katan or an adam yashin, right? The same as a katan or an adam yashin. The emes is Tosus later on at Daf Chav Dalet has a comment that you can't have a shor amud if you don't kill b'nei chiyuva. The shor can't become a shor amud unless you kill b'nei chiyuva. So it sounds like killing a goy is a terrible thing, but killing a goy is not going to make the shor into a muad. So according to either pshat and Rashi, you might not make it into a muad, but for a different reason, not because of these svaras. Yes.
So is this a steer in Rashi's from Shabbos to Bava Kamma, or could you say maybe that
Rashi himself quotes both Lashonis and Bava Kamma?
So I'm saying, so could it not be both? Is there any reason why would it be both?
So let's talk about another issue that might be enough giving in the shayla. Let's figure something out. Okay, maybe we'll get back to your question. Frek de Paris Yosef. Now you think you have the tool of shyness of Rashi, right? So let's try to understand this Rashi a little bit deeper, a little bit tiefer. Frek de Paris Yosef. What's the case that Rashi gives? Muad la adam, avi muad la behema, muad la behema lo avi muad la adam. Well, what's the case? Kofar. He introduces a new concept that the Gemara has not even talked about yet. But Rashi feels compelled to mention this concept. Ask the Paras Yosef, what does he have to run to Kofar for? What does he have to run to Kofar? Koshin. The miyach richol Rashi the farish al misa v'lo al nezokin the lachar gamal nezokin the adam ain't a muad then a mashal melechatzin ezek. The chayin mashma lekamon daf lamedayin muad laadam ena muad labehema the mayra koli inyan nizokin. Frek the paras Yosef, why does Rashi have to run to Kofar? Kofar is talking about shor hamuad shaharges haadam. It doesn't have to be talking about haragas haadam. Why can't Rashi be talking about shor hamuad shehizikes haadam? When a shor is nogeach a person, he doesn't always kill him. Sometimes he can be mazikim. The principle of Mu'ad la'adam having Mu'ad la'behema or Mu'ad la'adam lo having Mu'ad la'behema, whatever you hold, that discussion applies to Nezik as well. That's the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin, he says. So why does Rashi have to run to Kofar? Why can't he talk about Shor Shehizik Es Ha'adam? Not Shor Shehara Es Ha'adam. Rashi's whole discussion is, do you say that Mu'ad la'behema, having Mu'ad la'adam, le'inyan that you'll be chayef kofar? If the shor kills a behema three times, is he Mu'ad la'adam, le'inyan zeh, that if now he kills an adam, and the fourth time, will he be chayef kofar? What does he have to run to kofar for? That's shor she'harag es ha'adam. Why not just talk about shor she'hizik es ha'adam? The idea of Mu'ad la'adam, whether it's Mu'ad la'behema, Mu'ad la'behema is Mu'ad la'adam, that applies to Nezek also. So why does Rashi have to run to kofar? That's the Paras Yosef's kasha. So what's the simple answer to the Paras Yosef? I know the Paras Yosef himself has a complicated answer, right? Tam she Rabbi Akiva sheet, the Tam she Chaval ba'Adam, Mishav v'Mos Nezek. We're not there yet. So that's we. What's the simple answer to the Paras Yosef kasha? Efshe. Maybe the answer is that the kasha is never a kasha. The Paras Yosef says, doesn't the principle of Mu'ad la'Adam having Mu'ad la'Behem apply bein b'Misa bein b'Nezek? Yeah. Who says? Who says? Maybe that's exactly the point of Rashi. Maybe Rashi is saying, Rashi is assuming Mu'ad la'adam having Mu'ad la'behema applies only to Misa, based on his understanding of Adam Misli Maslim. Maybe it's only Shayach to Misa, not to Nezakim. And that's why Rashi has to pick on the case of Kofar, because it wouldn't apply to Nezek. Maybe I wouldn't say Mu'ad la'adam having Mu'ad la'behema by Nezek. I only say it by Misa, so that's why Rashi has to pick on Misa. And Be'emes, that's what the Piskei Harit says in the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. What is the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin? We're going to talk about this Gemara at great length in the Tosfos that you probably haven't even gotten to. Tosfos on Beis Amid Beis in our sugya. But to understand the Tosfos, you have to start with the Gemara on Lamed Zayin. The Mishnah Lamed Zayin talks about Mu'ad to different minim. Maybe if you have a Gemara, let's all turn to the Mishnah Lamed Zayin. We'll see the Mishnah of the Gemara, and then we'll see the Piskei Rid, and that'll also serve as a good introduction to Tosfos for tomorrow. What does the Mishnah say? Shor shu Mu'ad l'mino ve'ino Mu'ad l'she'ino mino. Mu'ad la'adam ve'ino Mu'ad l'behema. A shor is Mu'ad for one type and not for other types. Mu'ad for Adam and not for behema. Mu'ad l'tan ve'ino Mu'ad l'gdolim. That's one version of the Mishnah. That's our version. Bisvarim Shalom. That the Mishnah is saying, a shor who is mu'ad for this, but not for that. The rule is that whatever he's mu'ad for, he pays nezek shalom. Whatever he's not mu'ad for, he pays only chatzin nezek. Rav Zalta Gemara Itma. Rav Zvid Amar ve'eno mu'ad tanan. Rav Papa Amar eino mu'ad tanan. Machlokas Amoraim, what the girsa of the Mishnah is. Does it say ve'eno mu'ad or does it say eino mu'ad? Rav Zvid Amar ve'eno mu'ad tanan hastama havi mu'ad. Rav Zvid says the Mishnah's gore is ve'eno mu'ad. Ashor who's mu'ad lamino and not la'eno mino. The halacha is for the mu'ad, for what he's mu'ad for, he pays nezek shalim, for the other he pays nezek. But let's say stoma, he's only mu'ad for one. It's not that he gored three people, but then he passed by three behemoths and didn't gore. If he passed by three behemoths and didn't gore, then he's mu'ad not to gore for those things. That's not the case. It's stoma. He only gored three behemoths. We don't know. He only gored three people. We don't know if he's mu'ad la behemoth or not. Because it says mu'ad la adam avi mu'ad la behemoth be stoma. Right? Be stoma, it would be mu'ad for the other min. Mu'ad for one min is mu'ad for the other min. If there's a chazaka that he's not mu'ud for the second min, then he wouldn't be mu'ud for the second min. Rosh Vito holds that if he's mu'ud for one min b'stama, it's not that we know for sure he's not mu'ud for the second min. Let's take the second case. If he's mu'ud la'adam, but it's not like he walked in front of behemoths and didn't gore them, then we say mu'ud la'adam, have you mu'ud la'behemoth? Rav Papa Amar eino mu'ud tonight. Rav Papa says the girsa in the Mishnah is not ve'eino mu'ud. It's eino mu'ud. B'stama lo havi mu'ud. That min hastam mu'ud la'adam lo havi mu'ud la'behemoth. So the Mishnah reads, Sharshu muad lamino, eino muad l'sheino mino. Muad l'adam, eino muad l'behema. But Papa holds muad l'adam, lo havi muad l'behema. And then the Mishnah says, Eshu muad l'mishal nezek shalim, Eshu eino muad l'mishal chatzi nezek. That's the Gemara. Machlokas amoroim, where the, sounds like it's a machlokas amoroim, where the muad l'adam havi muad l'behema, or not. So that's what all the Rishonim are troubled with in our sugya. Our Gemara says, Mu'ud la'adam havi mu'ud la'behema, milsa gavurcha kamashulam. Right? The Gemara, it's a pella. The Gemara is against whom? Our Gemara in that Beis Amar is against whom? Is against whom? No? Who? Rav Papa. Rav Papa on Daf Lamed Zayin says, Mu'ud la'adam lo havi mu'ud la'behema. Eino mu'ud tanah. The Mishnah says, Mu'ud la'adam eino mu'ud la'behema. Rav Svid holds Mu'ud la'adam havi mu'ud la'behema. Rav Papa says Mu'ud la'adam lo havi mu'ud la'behema. So our Gemara is against Rav Papa. It's not Pilei Plot. So the Piskei Rid is that Kash. Tosis and the Beis on the Beis. The Maschil Milsa is that Kash. What does the Piskei Rid answer? Gives two answers. If you have a packet, maybe look on with me. Page 1. Bottom of column Chavches in the Piskei Harid. The Ikasha, the Ha'amr Bereish Mesechtin, V'agav Orcha Kamashma, and Mu'ud La'adam, Avi Mu'ud La'behema, Mu'ud La'behema, Lo Avi Mu'ud La'adam, which is against Rav Papa. He says the fact that the Gemara is shakel v'tari alibe de Rav Papa. The Gemara says in Timtzi Lomar Isa lede Rav Papa nogach shor chamor v'gamol nasim mu'ud l'kol. That's what I just told you. That if he's nogach shor chamor gamol, he's mu'ud l'behema. Even according to Rav Papa, I Rav Papa holds mu'ud l'min zeh lo havi mu'ud l'min zeh. No, but if he's mu'ud from different minim of behema, he's called a mu'ud l'behema. So zok the Piskei Rid. It sounds like we paskin like him. So if we pass him like him, how can the Gemara Dav Beis be against him? Right? But Papa holds Mu'ud la'adam lo havi mu'ud la'behema. How can the Gemara Dav Beis say Mu'ud la'adam havi mu'ud la'behema? Yesh Lomar says the Piskei Arid, Ha'hu lo asi ela aliba de Rav Zvi. Alva Rav Papa lo svira le'hachi. The Gemara Dav Beis amid Beis, Dr. Rid, in his first Teretz, is like Rav Zvi, it's not like Rav Papa. It's not a kasha. You ask a kasha against Rav Papa, that our Gemara is a stira to Rav Papa Shita. Who says it's Aliba de Rav Papa? Maybe it's Nishnei, it's Aliba de Rav Zvid. Says the Piskei Rid. Yes?
Isn't the whole thing against Rav
Papa Shita? Oh, very good. Very good. So the Shita Mekubetz says, right, if you see the Shita Mekubetz says, the Rimi Betz quoted in the Tosei Harosh that's brought in the Shita Mekubetz says, no. The answer to Tosei's kasha about Karen Mechuberes is that our Gemara is going among the Amar Palganiska Mamona, not Knossa. So you can learn Karim Mechaberes from the Shara Ovis, Rav Papa, right? So obviously the Piskei Rid would not give that answer. He's assuming, no, Fakir, the Gemara is going Alibad Rav Zvid, not Alibad Rav Papa. Hey, you gotta put it all together, right? So the Rishonim are all agreeing over here. Okay, the Piskei Rid offers another answer, because he's not sure that that's right. Maybe that's part of the reason why he's not sure that that's right. But clearly, the Rima Betz quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes would be against the Piskei Rid's first teretz. Right, the Rima Betz says that Agamar Bedafka is going Aliba de Rav Papa. And the Piskei Rid in his first teretz says, no, it's Aliba de Rav Zvid, it's not Aliba de Rav Papa. A different Rav Papa, there are different Rav Papas floating around. Paldeniske Mamona, Mu'ud La'adam, Lo Havi Mu'ud La'behema. They're different Shitas, but we have to figure out, is Agamar going Aliba de Rav Papa or not? Says the Piskei Rid, but I have another answer. Inami Yesh Lomar, Dafka gabe misa rinan mudla adam avi mudla bahim. The kroy be misa hu demairi. The pasuk of mud is talking about misa. The gabe misa hu de adif adam I bahim. Avol in izak and kul and shavin mudla adam lo avi mudla bahim. Dr. Piskei Arin, maybe the whole idea that mud la adam avi mudla bahim, that's only by misa. It's only by misa. Not by Nizokin. Because Kroy be Misa hu demayri. So maybe the idea of Mu'ad la'adam having Mu'ad behema only is by Misa. The Odif Adam mi behema, he says, by Misa, Gabi Misa hu the Odif Adam mi behema. But Nizokin the Kulon Shavim. Ad Kandavar. So the Chor, the Piske Harid, is the simple answer to the Paras Yosef's Kasha. The Piske Harid wouldn't have asked the Paras Yosef's Kasha. Because the Piske Harid would say that, of course, Rashi has to assume. Of course, Rashi has to assume that Rashi has to interpret our Gemara to be told by Kofa, because Rashi might assume that Mu'ad la'adam having Mu'ad la'behema applies only to Misa, not to Nizakin. So that's why Rashi gives the case of Kofa, because Kofa is talking about Shor Shehorag Esa Adam. But maybe Mu'ad la'adam having Mu'ad la'behema doesn't apply to Nezek. So that's the simple answer for Rashi. Why is this true though? Why should I assume Mu'ad la'adam having Mu'ad la'behema applies only to Nisa, not to Nezek? Kroy Mari Bahachi. But the Piskeri goes further. He says, Gabi Misa Huda Odif Adam mi behema. Is that only because of the Psukim, because the Kroy Mari Bahachi? So someone would suggest maybe it's dependent on the two Lashonas of Rashi. Think about it. What's the malach melitz olav? The malach is protecting the individual. What's he protecting him from? Protecting him from anything. A malach is melitz on a person, so a person should never be nizok. Person never gets a nezek. Person never stubs his toe. Nothing ever happens because there's a malach. We don't say that. The malach is melitz olav. He protects him from misa. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the malach to do that, if the malach hamoves can get the upper hand, so then the malach who's melitz olav is not going to be able to protect him. But we don't assume that the malach protects a person from any nezek. A person is subject to nezakin, but misa, that dover chomer, that the malach is going to make sure that the person is going to live. So if you hold adam islay mazla, it's harder to kill an adam because he has a malach. So that rule might only apply to misa, not to nezek. Maybe for nezek we won't say that mu'ad la'adam having mu'ad la'behem, because it doesn't take more power to be mazik and adam as opposed to being mazik and behem, because he doesn't have a malach protecting him from nezek. But if the reason why adam is le mazla is that the person has das to be shomer as gufo, he has das to be shomer as gufo from miso or from nezek. If you hold like the first lashon of Rashi, so then lechora there's really no reason to distinguish between miso and nezek. If you'll say that mu'ad la'adam avi mu'ad la'behema by Misa, you'll say it by Nezek too, because the whole time for such a din is based on Adam Islay Mazlan. Adam Islay Mazlan means that he has das to be Shomer as Gufa. He has das to be Shomer as Gufa, bein mi Misa, bein mi Nezek. If you hold like the second Lashon of Rashi, then there's a mokom to that, perhaps to distinguish between Misa and Nezikin, that by Misa the person has the Malach, who's Melitz Olav, who's protecting him and will ensure that he won't have Misa. But Nezek, maybe the Malach is not Melitz Olav in the same way. Malach is not Melech Zolov, so then it's not going to protect him, and Adam will be the same as Behema then. So if you hold like the second Lashon Rashi, the din of Mu'ad la'Adam, if Mu'ad la'Behema, will only apply to Misa, it might not apply to Nezek. Yes?
Are we saying that the second, but Lishna Akhri and Rashi was referring to Rashi and Shabbos, is that what we're assuming?
Let's say. Right. That's what we're assuming.
Because it's not so clear. I think of course, we just say that Rashi doesn't say.
So you're saying the Paras Yosef's Kasha is based on the fact that it's not Mefurish in our Rashi that the second Lashon is like Rashi and Shem. What else could the second Lashon of Rashi mean? If he's not adding anything like Rashi and Shabbos, then what does it mean?
I mean,
what does it?
The first Rashi seems to be saying that a person has Das, and the second Rashi I feel like could be saying that the person has like special more like a Koach, I guess. I don't know.
What do you mean koach? The person is koach?
Physically, like, I guess, or...
The person is just a stronger, maybe, has stronger consistency?
But maybe it's also a person who has to maybe be able to avoid something a little easier than that. Well, I don't know if that's what Das said.
That sounds like Das. That's the Gilyan Hashas's problem, that he doesn't understand what the second lesson of Rashi is adding. That's why he added Rashi and Shabbos. Yeah, L'chora. So this is one possible way to learn Rashi, to answer the Paras Yosef's kasha, that maybe Rashi is working with the Piskei Harid, right? That there might be some kind of distinction. It's because Rashi mentions the second lashon, he wants to fit in with both lashonos, so that's why he talks about the concept of kofer. If he only had the first lashon, he wouldn't have had to mention kofer. But because he has the lishna achrina, like the Rashi and Shabbos, so maybe that's why he has to mention the idea of kofer. Take a look at Rashi and Sochem. There's one final Rashi. I'm leaving it out for now. Take a look at Rashi and Sochem. And see whether Rashi subscribes to the Piskei Rid, or does he argue with the Piskei Rid? Does Rashi hold that Islay Mazla applies to Nezek as well, or does it only apply to Misa? Look at that Rashi, and we'll try to discuss that with you.